Beloved Buddha, Josa was a disciple of Nansen and a contemporary of Tokuzan, Rinzai and Isan. One day Josa went for a walk, and when he returned to the gate, the head monk asked him, "Osho, where have you been strolling?" Josa replied, "I have come from walking in the hills." The head monk said, "Where have you been?" Josa said, "First I went following the fragrant grasses, and now I have returned in pursuit of the falling blossoms." At this, the head monk commented, "You are full of the spring." Josa replied, "Better than the autumn dews falling on the lotus leaves." One evening, Josa, who was Kaiozan's uncle in the Dharma lineage, was enjoying the moonlight with Kaiozan, who said, "Everyone has this one thing, but does not know how to use it." Josa replied, "Perhaps I should employ you and use it." Kaiozan exclaimed, "Try it." Instantly, Josa trampled on Kaiozan. Kaiozan then commented, "Uncle, you are like a fierce tiger."
My beloved ones, these 4 days have been of immense difficulty to me. I had thought that Gautam Buddha will be understanding to the change of time, but it was impossible. I tried my heart, but he is so much disciplined in his own way 25 centuries back. He has become a hard bone, as small things became difficult. He used to sleep only on the right side. He did not use a pillow. He used his hand as a pillow. The pillow was for him a luxury. I told him, that the poor pillow is not a luxury, and it is sheer torture to keep your hand the whole night under your head. And do you think to lie down on the right side is right and left is wrong? As far as I am concerned, this is my basic fundamental, that I synthesize both the sides." He was eating only one time. And he wanted, without saying a word, that I should do it also. He used to beg his food. He asked me, where is my begging bowl? This evening, exactly at 6 o'clock, when I was taking my jacuzzi, he became very much disturbed. Jacuzzi? Taking bath twice a day was again a luxury. I said, you have fulfilled your prophecy that you will be coming back. 4 days are enough. I say goodbye to you. And now you need not wander around the earth. You just disappear in the ultimate blue sky. You have seen for 4 days I am doing the work that you wanted to do. And I am doing it according to the times and the needs. I am not in any way ready to be dictated. I am a free individual. Out of my freedom and love, I have received you as a guest, but don't try to become a host. These 4 days I have been having headache. I have not known it for 30 years. I had completely forgotten what it means to have an headache. Everything was impossible. He is so accustomed to his way, that way is no more relevant. So now I make a far more greater historical statement. That I am just myself, you can continue to call me the Buddha, but it has nothing to do with Gautam the Buddha or Maitreya the Buddha. I am a Buddha on my own right. The word Buddha simply means the awakened one. It will be a great difficulty for poor Anando. Because now I declare that my name should be Sri Rajneesh Zorba the Buddha. Thank you. have to ask an apology to Kazue Ishida, the series in an ancient Shinto shrine in Japan. I tried my heart to accommodate a 25-century-old, out of date individuality, but I am not ready to be in a self-torture. And Anando has to see me afterwards to release the second story, because that makes me absolutely free from any kind of tradition. I used to think that Gautam Buddha is an individual, and that is true. He is, but even against his desire, a traditional has arisen in Tibet, in China, in Japan, in Sri Lanka. And I don't want to struggle with these idiots. I want to work with my own people on my own authority. The new series is No Mind, The Flowers of Eternity. Manisha has asked, beloved Buddha, Choza was a disciple of Nansen and a contemporary of Tokusan, Rinzai and Isan. One day Choza went for a walk, and when he returned to the gate, the head monk asked him, "Osho, where have you been strolling?" Chosa replied, "I have come from walking in the hills." The head monk said, "Where have you been?" Chosa said, "First I went following the fragrant grasses, and now I have returned in pursuit of the falling blossoms." At this, the head monk commented, "You are full of the spring." Chosa replied, "Better than the autumn dews falling on the lotus leaves." One evening, Chosa, who was Kyozan's uncle in the Dharma lineage, was enjoying the moonlight with Kyozan, who said, "Everyone has this one thing but does not know how to use it." Chosa replied, "Perhaps I should employ you and use it." Kyozan exclaimed, "Try it." Instantly, Choza trampled on Kyozan. Kyozan then commented, "Uncle, you are like a fierce tiger." A small but very beautiful anecdote. Zen always try to beautify the ordinary, gives greater meanings and implications to words of the ordinary world. So you have to remember that these statements not only say what you hear, but they say much which you can hear only in your silences. Choza has been strolling in the hills. When he returned, the head monk said, "Where you have been?" Choza said, "First I went following the fragrant grasses. This is a way of saying that first I was following only the very ordinary grasses and their fragrance. I thought it is immensely beautiful. And now I have returned in pursuit of the falling blossoms. The difference between the fragrant grasses and the falling blossoms is the same distance between you, unaware, and you, utterly full of light and awareness. The distinction between the grasses and the blossoms is the same between you not knowing that you are a Buddha and the moment you know that you are a Buddha. You have always been a Buddha. In fact, there is no way to be otherwise. Buddha is the completely blossomed, fully opened his lotuses, his petals, has come to a completion, a perfection beyond which it is difficult, almost impossible to go. At this the head monk commented, "You are full of the spring." A man of silence, a man who has been following the blossoms falling, also becomes part of the spring, the beautiful time when exotic flowers blossom, with the fragrances of the beyond, Certainly he was full of spring. Every day you experience it. Every day you become full of spring. I am trying my best to use the words only to indicate to you the path that is beyond the words. Whenever you are at the center of your being, blossoms start falling and you are full of a spring. And a spring that has no beginning and no end. Chosa replied, better than the autumn dews falling on the lotus leaves. Certainly, to be full of spring yourself is far more beautiful than the autumn dews falling on the lotus leaves. That is one of the most beautiful things to watch. When autumn dews fall on the lotus leaves and shine in the morning sun like real pearls. But of course it is a momentary experience. As the sun rises, the autumn dews start evaporating. Soon there will be no autumn dews. Few would have evaporated into the air, few would have slipped down from the leaves to the ocean. But all will be gone within few minutes. This temporary beauty cannot be compared certainly with an eternal spring in your being. You look as back as you can, and it has always been there. You look forward as much as you can, and you will be surprised that it is your very being. Wherever you are, it will be there, and the flowers will continue to shower on you. This is spiritual spring. One evening, Chosa was Kyozan's uncle in the Dharma lineage, was enjoying the moonlight with Kyozan, who said, everyone has this one thing. What is this one thing that Kyozan mentioned? This one thing is your consciousness. Nothing can be said about it, because it is as invisible as the air. Nothing can be done to it, because it is born perfect. Kyozan explained, to Chosa's comment, perhaps I should employ you and use it. Kyozan said, try it. Instantly, Chosa trampled on Kyozan. What can be the significance of Chosa trampling upon Kyozan? He is saying that this body that I am trampling, you are not. And this mind that you are asking me to try it, you are not. But while I am trampling you, deep down I can see your witness. This witness is the one thing, the most important, the most significant, the only thing which is incomparable in the whole existence. Kayozan then commented, "Uncle, you are like a fierce tiger." Obviously, he trampled on Kayozan to make it clear to him that you are only the watcher, and that is the only thing which cannot be said, cannot be explained, but indicated. But the way he indicated it is the way of a tiger or a lion. Moritake wrote a morning glory, and so today may seem my own life story. The morning glory is one of the most beautiful flowers, particularly in the Far East. And Moritake, an enlightened master, is saying a morning glory. It opens itself as the sun rises, as the birds start singing, as the whole atmosphere becomes cool with the morning breeze. And the morning glory has a tremendous perfume. And so today may seem my own life story. Moritake is saying that the dark night of my soul has ended. The dawn that I have been searching for millions of lives has finally arrived. The sun is rising, and the morning glory suddenly has opened and thrown its perfume to the breeze to take it as far away as possible. It seems to me, says Moritake, this is my whole life story. My being has also come to a flowering, and in the very innermost core, my sun has risen. The night is over, and the day of my awakening has started. This day of awakening and awareness knows no end. Gautama the Buddha is reported to have said that the night has no beginning, it is eternal, and the morning has no end, it is also eternal. The night is the past that has gone away, and the morning is that which is coming slowly, settling forever. Manisha has asked, beloved Buddha, since you became a host for Gautama the Buddha, you seem quite different to me, and meditating in your physical presence is also different. It is not just the impact of seeing you again after an absence, because the feeling has not diminished with time. Nor is it just my fantasy, because others feel the same way. Your love seems a little less like a cuddle and more like a boiling cauldron. Manisha, you were right before 6 o'clock this evening. Now your question is irrelevant. Okay. Nivedana. Be silent. Close your eyes. Feel your body to be completely frozen. Now, this is the moment to look inwards with your total consciousness and with an urgency, as if this is going to be your last moment in life. Go deeper. As you will be reaching deeper and deeper and deeper, closer to your center, you will find the Buddha. Not any Buddha of the past, but your very being. Everybody is a born Buddha, whether one remembers it or not. This is the moment to remember it, because with the very remembrance of your being a Buddha, a new world opens its doors. Just be a witness. Nivedana, make it clear. Just watch the body. It is not you. This is the body which can be trampled. Watch the mind, it is not you. The only quality that you can claim to be your very being is witnessing. And witnessing makes you a Buddha. Gather as much as you can. The silences of your heart and the tremendous peace that has descended over you. The whole spring, gather it and persuade the Buddha to come along with you. To become your very breathing, to become your ordinary life, sooner or later, there will not be anyone here who is not a Buddha in his own right. Before Nivedana calls you, persuade the Buddha. Today, it is not only to come and sit silently for a few minutes, but also to dance because I have declared myself Zorba the Buddha, which has been my basic approach to all human problems. This evening is far more significant than the evening 4 days before. Come back. Bring all your silence and joy and grace with you. Sit few moments. Utterly full of spring, today you have to stand up and dance with the music, because this is my last declaration. Okay, Manisha?
Yes, Buddha.